Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 391. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I have beer. Beer.
Beer's good. Fozzie is here as well.
What's up, people?
And so is Jeff.
I have Swill.
Swill.
Swag. That's normally true.
Yeah. We're going to talk games this week. We actually have a pretty good list of stuff to talk about too. But I guess maybe we will let Jeff kick it off with he is currently in the beta for Sea of Thieves.
I am, and I've played I would say a minimum of like 4 hours at this point. So I've played it a decent amount. It's Ooh. Really fun. It's a little confusing at first because like you get dropped in that demo and it's just like it doesn't tell you anything. It's just like you start off, you're on a boat, it doesn't tell you controls, it doesn't tell you shit, and you just figure out what you're doing.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's like...
There's nothing.
Is there a story at all, or you're just like out at sea?
No, maybe there's a story in the actual game, but there's no story in the beta. it takes a while to figure out like what this game consists of, like what is it? Like a lot of it was just me like fucking around, exploring and learning stupid things, but having played it for a couple hours, I started to figure it out. I was playing with randoms who were also using their headsets, and like we were talking, and it was like an actual pleasant online experience with random people. Like everyone's there to play the game, like to try to figure it out, and we were all like having fun and laughing together. People I don't know, but I had a blast. Each probably group I played with, we would play for like at least an hour together before I would like fucking bounce.
I'd have to imagine this is probably like a pretty...
It's friendly, dude. Like, at least the beta is.
I mean, it's not like a like Call of Duty like experience or something. So.
Yeah, you're working together, but then you know,
what?
It drives you towards using the headset and talking to each other, and so you want to work together, like. And plus here, it's just everyone's just kind of figuring things out together.
Right.
So having figured it out, this is like basically what you do. And I don't know if the actual game has more to it than this, but you basically, like you go to these outposts and you buy quests. And you go do the quest, and the quest consists of finding a treasure chest on an island. And then you go sell the treasure chest for more money to buy more quests. That's the cycle.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah.
Do you get a? It's like, is there gear? Or...
There's gear as well. Okay. So you could get better this and that, and
guns, better guns
and swords, and also just weird shit like fucking instruments you could play, or like a fucking like a mug that you could, or whatever you want to call it, you drink beer out of. I don't know what buying the more upgraded versions of those does, other than they look cooler, but. So that's basically it. And then finding the treasure consists of like just different ways to find the treasure. So you might get a map and you have to figure out where the island is on your world map and then go to that island and figure out where the treasure is buried and dig it up. Or you could be given a riddle and you have to read the riddle and based off that riddle, look at your world map and figure out what island you're supposed to go to. But it's all gonna, like, at least in the beta, it all leads to you are going to an island, you're finding a spot, and you are digging up this treasure. Now, if that's all the actual game is, I can see it having that, like, No Man's Sky effect, where it's super amazing for, like, 5 hours, and then after that, you're like, that's it. I'm hoping that's not the case. But there are other things that, like, pop up, so, like, one time we are heading to, like me and my crew, we're heading to an island together and we run across another crew and we're just sitting there like, okay, let's just wave at them and like hopefully like they don't do anything. All of a sudden you see a cannon come like a cannonball come flying at our fucking ship. And it's like, oh,
other crew members in this?
Yeah, there was. Like I didn't run into them very often at all, but it did happen in one game and they fucking killed us like two or three times.
But was it real people or was it AI?
I think it was real people. It
should be real people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And so once your ship gets hit like that, you could go down in like the lower floors of the ship and like use a bucket to scoop water out and run it up to the top and throw the water off the side of the ship. And or you could, you know, repair the holes. Like, so like when something like that happens, it's fucking chaos. Like someone's getting water out of the ship, someone's repairing holes in the side of the ship, someone's probably trying to shoot back, someone's probably trying to steer, you know. Even just navigating in general is a total group effort. So if you're at the wheel of the ship and you have the sails down, you can't see past the sails. So you need someone up on the mast.
You need a lookout. Like, wow. Yeah. That's cool.
It's that part of it, like exploring the ocean on a ship with your friends is super fun and satisfying, I think. So if it is just, hey, go get these treasure, maybe it will get old at some point, but like for a certain period of time, like the amount of time I've played it so far, I've been having a lot of fun with it. Like, it's one of the best multiplayer experiences I've ever had. So
even if it is just that, though,
it's fun.
Like for us, we might be able, you know, we jump on like a Friday or Saturday night or something, and we play for an hour and a half, and then you know, we come back to it like a week later or 2 weeks later, like kind of like how we play PUBG or Battlefield. Like, that sounds really cool.
Shit. Uh-oh. Oh, God. One crash.
Oh, no.
I recorded some videos. There was one time we were, like, heading towards this island, and no one realized how close we were to the island, and we didn't drop the anchor in time. We just went flying up onto the island and destroyed our fucking ship.
Ran aground. So, like, what happens when your ship is destroyed? Like,
it's gone for a little bit, but then I think it respawns. But the way it'll work is, like, you'll see off the island, like, this beacon of light, and you go to it, and there'll be a mermaid there. And then when you talk to her, you get transported onto the ship, but the ship could be on the other side of the map. So that's kind of your penalty for dying or losing the ship in that case, because you're going to be, like, out on your own and have to make it back to your crew, like, by going across the map and navigating the ship on your own, which is not super easy.
Okay.
It's fun, dude. It's really cool. Like, and it has that rare charm, like the look to it and everything. Like, it's actually a really beautiful game too.
I'm really kind of excited for this, and now that
this kind of sucks because I really want to play this weekend, and I would say like y'all should just buy it on Amazon and then just cancel it if you don't even want to play, but you get the free beta access. And
yeah, I think you get it on Best Buy too if you
pre-order. But Best Buy, it's kind of like you have to really cancel it. I don't know if it's more difficult there than Amazon.
No, they've done the same thing with Best Buy.
Oh, they have. Okay. Yeah. So anyways, because man, it would be so much fun to have you guys in here, and although Monster Hunter is going to be great, it would also be great to become pirates.
Like, I got Monster Hunter coming. I know I'm going to play this game when it comes out, like, especially now with Microsoft's Game Pass deal. Like,
and I love the Xbox Play Anywhere, too. It's cool.
Yeah, which also evidently works with Game Pass, so.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We got two huge, like, four-player, multiplayer co-op games coming out first half this year.
Yeah.
That are both going to be awesome. Like, I'm telling you, I'm going to play a ton of Monster Hunter, but I'm going to play a ton of Sea of Thieves. Like, it's so, like, once I got past the curve, like, learning curve of, like, what the fuck is going on, I was just like, this is fucking great. There's, like, nice little touches all around, too. So, like, if you want to, you could all vote to lock up your fucking, one of your, like, crewmates in a fucking little cage in the bottom of the ship, and like he's just stuck there.
You put him in your brig. It's awesome.
Yeah, you put him in the brig, and like, so they put me in the brig, and I pulled out one of my instruments, and I started playing a song for them. I'm like, please let me out of here.
I'm getting drunk.
I don't know, it's fun, dude.
Hell yeah, I'm getting drunk as shit. It was great.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's cute. It's like, it's super, like, just looks like an adult, like, Disney game or something. I don't know.
It's like true to Rare, but it's also like it's updated with the times a little bit, you know? Like, I don't know. It makes me super excited for like them and just
oh, shit.
I just really hope that the game though has more like, hey, like some other stuff too, like go kill a boss or something stupid, you know, like
yeah, there should be like legendary like pirate treasure and then you get into a fight. But holy shit, have you drank in this game before,
Epic? I did not. I heard that you could get drunk though.
Oh, you need to do it. It's fucking crazy. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's I recommend you guys try out that beta if you can.
How long is it? How long's the beta running for?
Till the 29th.
Okay.
All
the
weekend.
Oh. All the weekend.
Yeah.
Make it rough.
We got that Monster Hunter too.
Yeah. Oh.
I have real games to play. This is the problem with betas.
Yeah.
It gives you a taste though of which
yeah. Right, but I just got this game. Like I have a game coming out.
That's the thing is yeah. If you miss it, it's coming in March. You know.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like.
And there will be an open beta, I'm assuming, too. This is a closed beta, so.
Yeah, I'm sure that they'll probably do a server stress test in February before.
I mean, this is a big game for them, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this might be a bigger deal than Crackdown when all is said and done. If it's as good as the promise of the beta,
Jeff, it will be a bigger deal than Crackdown.
I'm just saying that's like the two big games this year, and you would like assume that the other one is bigger.
You think Sea of Thieves and Crackdown are the two big games of this year?
For Microsoft,
they have announced so far. Like yeah. they have three announced games.
What's the other one? Oh yeah, State of Decay.
State of Decay. And I actually think that's. I mean, the first one was really good. I think that'll be better than Crackdown. And it's supposed to have four player.
My God, no! Don't go to the rocks. Just why do they put rocks?
I think we will. There will be more from Microsoft this year, though. I believe like Halo 6 will be this year.
Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't count on it, but I would count on there being something. Yeah, there's gonna be something.
Yeah, it's. Well, yeah. I mean, they're not gonna have everything out by June. Like,
yeah,
I still don't think Crackdown will be out by June, but if that game comes out at all. But yeah, so I'm glad. Sea of Thieves sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Tony,
yes,
tell us about one of your strategy games.
One of them. Let's go with XCOM 2 because I'm sure you guys really want to hear about more Total Warhammer. So XCOM 2. I played XCOM 2 a while back and I liked it, although it was kind of broken when I was playing it because it was still hadn't been like graphically updated. But the expansion came out in September, War of the Chosen, and it added a whole lot of content to the game. It adds like now your squad mates can have relationships with each other. Like they form partnerships, which lets them do stuff like give each other extra moves in combat, which is cool. They also get depressed when they, you know, the other one bites it or whatever.
Nice.
your squad mates also seem to be a lot more emotional. Like they'll have stuff like, if one of them was possessed by a sectoid, they might develop a fear of sectoids. So if they see one in battle, they might panic.
Shit.
So that kind of stuff is pretty cool. They also introduced fatigue. So you can't send like the same like four people out on every mission because they'll get tired. And, you know, not be able to hit anything and die really easily. The basic, they added a bunch of stuff into the storyline. So now there are a couple of factions that are fighting and they've called upon XCOM to come in and like mediate and figure out the best way that they can work together to, defeat the alien menace. And these two factions are being hunted by, the Chosen, which are like a group of really powerful aliens. That are really, really hard to kill. But they kind of like shoehorn that in with the storyline from XCOM 2. Cause you're basically, they've taken this expansion and layered it on top of XCOM 2.
So they did kind of what they did with the first XCOM.
Yeah. The same way. So you're still playing through the same game. It's just, there's more stuff going on. To the point, though, I don't think they balanced it very well. They threw so much content in here that you're getting blasted by mission after mission after mission now. So it's like, I feel like I can't do anything when I'm on the management screen.
Okay.
Like, I was trying to send my my base over to get supplies at this area where there were supplies to be found. And, you know, it's one of those things. You send it over there, you hover for 4 days to get the supplies. I couldn't click on the damn thing. It took me, I had to play through four missions before I could click on the point because it kept popping me with mission after mission after mission. Now, this just, may just be because I'm too close to the beginning of the game and it's trying to like show me all the new stuff that there is. But it's like pounding me and pounding me and pounding me with more and more content. There might be so much content that it's just hard to actually play the game. The other thing was it keeps asking me to do a bunch of stuff. In these locations that I have to build in my ship, but I haven't built yet because there are so many different ones. And it's like your new objective is to use this thing to train your person. And I can't because it doesn't exist in my facility and you haven't given me enough time to actually build anything yet. So like there's a lot of new content and it's all really good, but there might be too much.
Okay.
I'm hoping maybe it thins out and, you know, leaves me alone a little bit as I play longer, but right now it's kind of annoying. I feel like every time I want to do something, I can't because it's blasting me with another mission.
Okay.
It's just a weird experience. I like playing the game, but leave me alone a little bit. Like there's just too much going on.
Yeah, like let you actually play the game.
let me play. Like the tactical part is great, but I would like to play the strategic part as well. You know, if you can spare a minute to stop blasting me with another like, oh my god, the aliens are coming, save these people. Oh, there are zombies now too. They added zombies. They don't call them zombies. I forget what they call them, but it's this weird mechanic too with them where you're characters, if they headshot one, can shoot another one, and they can do it like chain that infinitely.
Just so if you have like shooting them.
Yeah, so it's so funny. So some of your characters like use ammo when they fire, but if you have one of your snipers out, the pistol has infinite ammo. So a sniper could sit there with their pistol and just shoot them over and over and over again until they're all dead. So, you know, if you're playing zombie levels in XCOM 2, bring a sniper.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Snipey.
At some point, I will get around to that.
Yeah.
I played some Assassin's Creed this past week.
Okay.
But not Origins.
Syndicate, right?
I finished Syndicate, yeah. And the DLC for it. That game is really fucking good. It's up there with Brotherhood for me as maybe the best Assassin's Creed game. And I haven't finished Origins yet, so. Yeah, it's London is a great place to explore. I love the carriages. Like it allows you to kind of get around faster if you need be. The grappling hook eliminates a lot of the issues with the climbing that had been going on in that game. The combat's fun because with three different weapons, like you can pick a style that kind of works for you. Jacob is more the brute, and so if you just kind of want to get in there and fight, like he's the guy you use for that. But Evie is fantastic, and like when you max out her skills, like you can basically become invisible. like if she's not moving, people can't see her. So she becomes like this awesome weapon of destruction. I actually feel that the game made me better at stealth games. I'll probably go back to Hitman, and I'll still suck at it. But but I felt like I was actually doing things stealthily in this game that I haven't been able to do in past ones. I still left like a massive body count. I think the Xbox has me counted at like, you know, upwards of 2,500 people that died.
I feel like when I'm stealthy in Assassin's Creed games, it just means I kill more people. I just kill them quietly.
Yeah, like I whistle, they come over. I kill them from behind cover or from like a hay pile or I don't know. It's that game was a lot of fun. The World War One area was pretty cool, which is like right around the
like climb up the Eiffel Tower and all that, right?
Well, that part's in Unity, so that this is this takes place in London in World War One. You meet Winston Churchill; he is your kind of your quest giver.
Oh God,
which is interesting. But that like that area is huge. Like they give you this huge area to kind of explore in that. I love the Eiffel Tower piece in Unity, though. That was an awesome sequence. And then I played the Jack the Ripper DLC, which is really cool because, one, it focuses on Evie, who I think is the best character in Syndicate. But it's not like focusing on her as she was in Syndicate. It takes place 20 years later when the Ripper murders are going on. So she's like 45, 50 years old at this point, like middle-aged woman, like looking for her brother. And also chasing down the Ripper.
Oh, that's cool.
My one problem with it is like they make you play the Ripper a few times, and that's really weird. Like he has like assassin skills because the way they tie this is that he's tied to Jacob and Evie in some way, and he has like these like fear kind of skills as well that Evie also can use. But playing as him is weird because it's like kill these cops, kill these kill these witnesses. It's like I don't know. Like when you do bad things in Assassin's Creed, it's supposed to like desync you. And also playing as like a notorious serial killer, whether like, you know, he existed or not, is that's a weird thing. It's like But overall, I thought it was a good piece of DLC. So if you have Syndicate, I would play through that. It's really good. But Jeff,
yes,
tell me about Blossom Tales.
Blossom Tales is a Link to the Past clone that I'm playing on the Switch. It's not as long or as good as Link to the Past.
Well, I mean, that would be hard to do, right? Like, well, to be as good. Like, I mean, you could make a game as long as it, but to actually be as good is something different.
But, I mean, it scratches that itch for sure. Like, it kind of looks like it. Same items. You go do dungeons. You know, it's very openly like a Zelda ripoff. And there's references to Zelda. Even right in the opening scene, they make a joke about how, let me tell you about this young fairy boy from Hyrule. That's not the story we're going to tell. We're going to tell a different story. And it's like, so it's like very clearly like wearing its heart on its sleeve, you know? That's basically like, I think I'm almost near the end of it. So it's only like four or five dungeons long. But the dungeons themselves are very long and pretty hard and don't have enough checkpoints in them. So there'll be times where you're like very like 10 to 12 rooms deep into a dungeon and you die. And everything you've done is still like done. Like, so any doors you've unlocked, it's fine. You can walk through them again.
Right.
But oftentimes you'll like restart from the beginning of the dungeon and have to like walk through those 12 rooms, you know, like past all the enemies again. So like that can be a little aggravating. But for like $15 at full price, one, Link to the Past is not on Switch yet. So this is the only thing I like totally like it. And, you know, it has the advantage of being something new. Yeah, it's not as good, but it's like you haven't played through it a billion times, you know what I mean? It's not bad. I have no regrets. I've been like I said, I've been plugging away at it. I think I'm almost done, so I couldn't have hated it that much.
It doesn't sound like you hated it. When are they gonna start releasing like those games on it though? The old,
I don't know.
Like, where shit is that? Jeff, there's a game you might want to try out that is also it's like a Zelda clone. It's called It'll Do. Okay. And I think It'll Do 2 is on a Switch. It's also on Xbox. Okay. But I read a review for the second one, which is like it's another kind of like Link to the Past type clone, but it evidently has like some pretty good writing and stuff.
Cool. I'll look that up. I'm also interested to try out Celeste, which I guess just released.
Yeah, so...
Isn't that a pizza? Wait, no.
Mama Celeste.
I was kind of excited for Celeste, and then I heard it is one of those kind of like Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, it looks really hard.
Like, and now I'm not like so sure if I have the patience for that.
I accepted that could be one of the possibilities of what it is. I just thought it was like a platformer.
Like, I heard it's not quite as hard as Super Meat Boy, but it's like an introduction to that type of like super hard platformer genre. I don't know. I'll see what people say about it. Reviews seem to be
like positive. Actual people.
Yeah, like if somebody else like that, I know Jeff said he's going to try it out, and I know we have some friends on Twitter that were looking forward to it. So if they are like, yeah, no, this is good, and it's not going to make you like want to throw your Switch across the room, because I think Monster Hunter may do that enough for me.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say even like if I do like it, I do have Monster Hunter coming tomorrow, and like I tend to play a lot of Monster Hunter, so. We'll see. Maybe I'll get it.
I guess I should mention I did play the Monster Hunter beta.
Yeah.
I only played it for like an hour and a half. Like it was a very limited beta. But Hafazi and I got on and played a little bit together. So.
Damn it. Yeah, we played for. I guess. Did you try out the other ones?
No, I had done the. I did the first two quests. So I did the second quest after you left. Mm-hmm. And we did the first quest together, so that was all I did. But there's like a lot of shit that it does not teach you or introduce you to, so I was like really confused as to what the hell was going on.
Yep, more or less.
I'm a little worried about how I got to relearn it. Yeah. I'm sure it'll all come back.
Yeah, I mean, Earl was, you know, kind of talking to us about it, and I think Tony, you had said it's like Dark Souls. It's not as hard. Yeah, I mean, like, well, even the combat isn't quite as deliberate as Dark Souls. Like, there's a weight to it, but
it depends on your weapon, gaming. I think. I think you can get really heavy weapons that feel, you know.
Oh yeah, no, I was using this like gigantic like axe thing at one point, and that was slow, but it was never quite like Dark Souls where it was like, oh god, this is taking forever.
If I remember correctly, too, like a lot of it is like you have like a super strong like spin attack that you charge up and shit, but then like wait for your opening to do that. If I remember correctly, I seem to remember doing that a lot in part 3.
All right, like Fozzie was doing like a bunch of like weird shit that I wasn't able to do, but you were using like a different weapon too, and
yeah, exactly. See, I like the dual blades a lot. It's super fun. It's pretty easy, so I wouldn't hate like trying to do something else if that means that someone can try those. Because the dual blades, they don't really transform. It's just like, but you should look. I think Polygon did a really good, just like a 40-minute thing where a guy that's put some time into it was able to like, you know, like, Feller One, like, okay, this is what you do, and, like, this is the different types of moves, and it's awesome. There's, like, this sword and shield, and then you can combine them together to make this giant axe, and there's a way to, like, level it up and, like, make, like, these super moves, and even I don't know all that, so...
Is there, like, a guidebook to this game? I think I'm going to have to get a guidebook.
I mean,
I'm sure there will be, yeah.
Now I'm going on to see if there is.
It might be worth it. Like, it's the type of game that, like, I don't know, like, for Zelda I bought one. For Dark Souls I'll sometimes buy one. It's just cool to have, I think. Like, and there's, like, so much shit in those games that it's, like, cool that you have, like, this reference, like, this source to look at, you know?
The thing that worries me about, like, a game like that is, like, I get worried because it's such a good game, but there's, like, so much, like, stuff to do. It's almost, like, overwhelming. Like, there's literally maybe 20 or so weapon combos, and they all play, like, differently, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, man, I just hope that you pick kind of the right one, because if not, it gets kind of...
I just hope Chris and Tony like the game. Yeah. So that's what I worry about. I'm like, ah, they're not going to like it.
They're giant monsters.
Yeah, I will say, like, when I played it with Fozzie, I enjoyed it way more than when I played it with myself. Just, like, playing with somebody
totally,
else.
It's totally worth it.
Like, sure. I don't know if I'll play a ton of it single player, but I will probably jump in with you guys, and although you guys will probably, like, far outpace me and be like, I don't want to do a level 2 hunt with you anymore.
But whatever. We'll catch you up to speed.
I don't know. It looks pretty. It's a very pretty game. And I believe that Tony and I are going to get, like, because we both have X's, that it'll be it'll probably even look even better. Because I was playing it on
la-di-da, fancy schmancy.
So I'm hoping it looks good though, because it
yeah,
like
you
the world
spend about $500
cool.
bucks on that. So.
Right,
yeah, better look good. Everything better look good, guys.
Yeah. And I hear Battlefield 4 may look better on it in about 4 or 5 days. So
really,
they're evidently doing an Xbox One X enhancement for it. So
Battlefield 4?
Battlefield 1. I'm sorry. Oh. Yeah, Battlefield 1 should look better. Or they could do one for Battlefield 4 as well. That would be all right. I played Thumper.
Oh. Yeah.
Can't
wait to hear about this.
So I bought Thumper on the Switch when I went to New Orleans.
Yeah.
After Fozzie and Jeff kind of talked me into it. That game's pretty cool. I played it on the airplane with the headset. I don't know if the Switch is the best place to play that game.
The best place to play it is in VR.
That is true.
That's probably true. I don't have VR, so
it's easier to time, and it's just like crazy because you're just like in that black void. It's pretty fucking awesome. Anyways,
but yeah, so like, I mean, it played fine on the Switch. I did come home though and rebuy it on the Xbox One.
Really?
I'm playing it there more. Like I'll play it on my Switch when I go out somewhere or something, but I'm playing it on the Xbox One with achievements. It looks good. It's 4K enhanced.
What's your problem with the Switch version? Just visually?
Visually it's fine. Like I don't think it looks bad. It just I don't think the controls on the actual Switch themselves are great. I feel if I was playing with the Pro Controller, it'd probably be fine. But
yeah, that's how I've always played it. So yeah, I don't know.
I was playing it detached on the airplane, yeah. With the headset plugged in. I don't know. How far did you get in the game, Jeff?
This time probably only to level 2, and I think the first time, like when I bought it on PSVR, I only got to like level 3 or 4. It's super hard. I think
I'm on the level 4 boss right now. So he okay. Like, I've gotten what I would say about this though is like I don't think it's a particularly great rhythm game. because it's not really to the music. Like there's a rhythm to it, I guess, but it's more to me. I could play this without sound, I think, because it's about.
I think the music goes to it. It's like when you're doing turns, it's like,
yes.
Like it, but it's like, it's just so creepy. Like the music adds a lot to it, I think. Like,
yes. But I also think like I could play this without sound. Like, I mean, you could play it based on visual recognition alone.
Yeah, fact, absolutely.
Like as I'm playing the final boss right now, and like it is visual recognition. It's knowing when to jump over the green kind of balls and then fire the big attack at the boss. And learning the four different sections of patterns. Like, so it's like you get through one and it's like, and it starts a whole new section. Like, so then you have to learn that section. So it's kind of about like being perfect in each section to move on.
And then sometimes having to string them together to get to the next checkpoint, which is real bitch.
Yeah.
I think that's about as far as I got. I don't know if I ever beat the fourth boss though.
I've hit him three times. I haven't necessarily mastered the final run of that, but it's fun. I like how they introduce like new mechanics to it, like each time, and it seems like each level introduces one new mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily always like something that is used in every level, in every like sub level of the level, but it will come back. Like I think level three like introduces you to how to take down like the barrier.
Like holding up plus X or
so you have to, like, you have to jump up and slam down to shoot the thing at it, and it's a cool game. It looks great. I'm sure that in VR it is a fucking nightmare experience. Because one, like, as you said, like the music is like it's this creepy vibe. So
it's just, and you know what? Like even though I only got about halfway through the game, like that's the furthest I ever got. It's just a cool game to have. And so you can show it to people and be like, "Here, try this," and like they can play it.
Oh, whoa! Mean,
who knows how good they'll be at it? But
yeah, I mean, it's simple enough that it's like, you know, it's kind of similar to like Audio Surf or other rail kind of rail racers. So it's cool.
Yeah.
Fozzie, what have you been doing in Zelda?
Oh man, everything. Not really everything. I was trying to tell Hefe, like, well, I was telling Hefe and Javi at the same time. I have not beaten Zelda yet, and you'd be probably surprised by that, given how much praise I give it. But it's like a fine wine, you know.
You never finish it.
Exactly. And the thing is that you're done. It's great though. Like I just want to like really
you're
like
free to open the bottle because it's worth so much money. Wait, no, what?
And it always makes me happy to play again. So, anyways, I'm I was stuck in the third boss for no joke like a month, and then I was just like, I give up. I'm not doing this anymore. And then I came back and I beat him. I beat the fourth one. So I guess I just go into Hyrule Castle and I just have to climb in and begin.
Yeah.
That's it.
Isn't it nice though having all the gifts from the bosses finally where you're like, I can fucking jump super high. Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's why I recommend sticking like closer to the story shit. And then, because then after that, it makes the exploration that much more like, I don't know, fun. Like where you could like, spoilers, one of the gifts you get, it allows you to jump like a fucking 100 feet in the air.
Right.
Shit like that. It's like, it's nice to have in your arsenal early on.
Right.
But,
no, I agree 100%. But it's so I'm going to get the Hyrule Shield, and then I'm probably going to just face him and just be like, let's do it. So I finally got the Master Sword. I'm really stoked about, and then once I beat it, I can finally put my Wii U away. It's the last remnant of it I have.
Oh,
stupid! And I didn't buy.
Oh, you're playing on the Wii U?
Yeah. So, like, and all the time, I just keep thinking about, like, how much I wish that I just bought this on Switch instead. That's a game that I would
change
love
that at any time you want, Fozzie.
I know, but now he's like, how many hours deep?
Oh, yeah, no, it's too late. I mean, I've already, like, I'm there.
You're at the end.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to finish it, and then what I'll do is I'll rebuy it, and then I'll buy it.
Do all the other things.
Yeah, with, like, the DLC and everything, so.
Yeah, that's exactly how I did it.
Cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, it's I'm really looking forward to, like, playing all the shrines and everything, too. And, like, just, like, having, like, a lot of fun with it. Like, it's kind of like Mario, where there's all these, like, different costumes and just, like, a bunch of, like, neat shit that I still need to explore even after I beat it. So, looking forward to it.
Get the DLC, you get all those wacky costumes.
Yeah, and I still haven't beaten, like, any of those, like, really hard guys, whatever they're called, I forgot. Lysels or...
Lynels?
Lynels, yeah.
Yeah.
Some I really want to beat
there's
one.
There's some
of
I still to beat.
Yeah.
There's some in the castle, too.
Are there?
Get excited for that, yeah.
Perfect. And there you go. I might explore it for the first time. But, yeah, so, let's see. I've just been playing this Sea of Thieves beta this whole time. And it's crazy because I am one person. I just decided because I don't want to like be that asshole, like not talking to anyone. But it's been so much fun because at first I kept like, just like immediately just crashing into the rocks. Then I was able to be like, okay, so first I have to raise the anchor, then I have to like position like my wheel, and then I have to let the sail go down. Then for the longest time I didn't know how to start the voyage, and I was like, oh, there it is, it's in this little like area. And then I had to use the map table and find out where the map was while my ship is still moving and no one else can help. Single player is really fun.
Yes, it's hard though.
Yeah, it's
you're doing all the work of everybody. Yeah
because I'm doing like literally all the work. But it's where do I put my chest? Just got my first chest, though.
Well, look at your neck, and then it's a little below there.
Stop. Don't make jokes. That was a terrible one. Yeah. But I intend to finish Zelda this weekend, I think. And then we've got Monster Hunter. We've got this beta. A lot of good games coming out early on. You know, 2017 is really strong. And just for, like, kind of, like, just unique games... It just, I don't know, like, it just feels like franchise games have kind of taken, like, a back seat. I mean, obviously there's big ones like Destiny and stuff, but there's not, like, big, I don't know, it's weird with this generation, but I kind of like that there's just a bunch of, like, small games that are really fun and super neat to play, so.
Like Madden.
Yeah.
Like Madden.
Like Madden, yeah, exactly.
Just like Madden.
There we go.
Tony, you had another strategy game.
I got the Tomb Kings expansion to Total War Warhammer 2. I think it might be my favorite new race in the game. It's based on the ancient Egyptians.
Okay.
So like all your units are you're undead ancient Egyptians. So it's all your units are like, you know, skeleton, like horsemen and whatever, but also like undead sphinxes and like jackal headed monsters and like giant snakes. And it's all just really cool Egyptian monstrosities. And the way the civilization is designed, it's completely different from any other one in the game. So unlike every other race, you never buy a single unit. What you do is you build buildings, which let you recruit, like this building will let you recruit 4 archer units, but those units are free. And so your economy is just, you're totally spending all of your money just on building buildings and not having to worry about upkeep and all that stuff. So it kind of gives a different feel. But it also, since the units that you build are tied to buildings, you end up with fewer like elite units. So you end up with like a dozen skeleton units in your army, backed up by a couple like really strong elite units. So it kind of gives a different feel to throwing your army out there, because whenever you recruit an army in like with any other race, you try to recruit the best units for like the entire army. So like, I'm going to have 10 infantry units in my army, I want 10 elite units. But with these guys, you don't have that option. So you kind of end up with like a smaller number of those really good units bolstering an army made up of really crappy units. So it kind of, it gives a completely different feel to going into battle, and I'm having a lot of fun with them. I'm pretty sure they're my favorite race.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that a, just a, is it like a, is it not, is it really an expansion, or is it just like an army addition?
So they took the race and they popped them into the two main campaigns of Total War Warhammer 2. So it's like, it's an addition to those campaigns.
Okay.
And of course, it's, if you play the multiplayer, they're like available in the multiplayer now. And I think anybody can use them, whether you have the expansion or not, which is kind of funny. But if you don't own the expansion, they're in the campaign. You just can't play as them.
Okay. And finally, I played a Munich Football League.
I am excited to hear about this, because I was like, I'm almost done with NBA 2K, and I was going to go back and play Madden, but I might play this instead if you like it.
So I do like it, but yeah, there are some major reservations with it. It's a little cheap. It's an arcade football game, so think NFL Blitz.
It's fitting.
Yeah.
What was that, Jeff?
So that's fitting.
Yeah.
It's feel a little cheap.
Sure.
What does that mean?
You know what he means.
all those old arcade games like felt cheap even then. Like they didn't.
Sure.
Or you mean it was like cheap, like purchase price is cheap?
No, it's cheap as in yeah, like it's an arcade football
game. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And, like you get yourself a lead, and all of a sudden, like wonky shit starts happening.
Like that? Yeah, like okay, that as well.
Like or like it can go the other way too, right? Where if, like you know there's some rubber banding involved. It plays a lot like, I mean, it plays a lot like Madden, like except you only have like three receivers to throw to, and you only have it's like 7-on-7, so you have like three receivers, the quarterback, and then like three linemen.
Mm-hmm.
Except if you remember from NFL Blitz, the original one, like you could like body slam like your opponents, and like you do like late hits on them, and they eventually cut that shit out of the game, I think. But in this one, it now allows you to, you can basically kill your opponents.
Hell yeah.
I was looking at the videos of you, like, people knocking people to the ground and then, like, stabbing them or, like, blowing them up.
Yeah, like, they like, they'll elbow drop them or, like, kick them and punch them until they blow up or explode, or depends on what type of, opponent you're facing off again. This causes some issues with the game though, because there are certain positions that you need players for. So if you run out of all your quarterbacks, you have to forfeit the game. If you run out of all your running backs, you can no longer like choose running plays. Like they actually get X'd out.
Oh, that's funny.
And then if you're playing the season, it creates this sense of there's a strategy to it, because you only get four resurrections each week. So you have to like pick and choose, like, hey, do I go with, and they have like stupid names. Like I was playing as the They're called the Carolina
New England Patriots.
Well, no, so the New England Patriots are called the New London Patriots. I was playing as the Carolina Panzers, and my quarterback, my starting quarterback, is Wham Neutron.
Oh wow!
So like it's like dumb like stuff like that. Like
this reminds me, I never congratulated Fozzie's Jaguars on their fantastic season this year. Congratulations, Fozzie.
Thank you. We beat the Patriots. Just didn't beat the refs, so tough.
Thanks for like the one football game I watched this year, breaking my heart. Thanks. That was awesome. Hey.
And how I felt.
Yeah. I would not recommend playing Mutant Football League around kids.
Oh no.
And I guess there is
the language. Is it language?
Yeah. So the announcers are pretty crass, and much like old football games, they start repeating themselves over and over again. So it's a lot of like the same like bad dick jokes, or just like you know the one guy starts like rambling, and then the play by play announcer goes like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Like. It's stupid. Like I actually am like maybe when I go back to playing it, we'll just shut off the commentary completely because it's useless. Like you don't need it, and it just makes it really kind of annoying. There are plays called dirty tricks that you can only use once a half. Each team has different ones. You have them on both offense and defense. You can either bribe the ref or you can kill the ref. If he's been bribed, like it's an actual play that you can call.
Kill
it's like
the ref.
Bribe ref, like which will then give him onto your side and he'll start making calls, which it can be annoying because I was playing a team that had bribed the ref and I scored 3 touchdowns in a row and they kept calling it back each time. So it's like, and then I was like, fuck it. So I killed the ref and then that ref, the new ref, called a penalty on me for killing the ref. So I was like 4th and like 80 or something like that. It was terrible. But yeah, so like you have those two. There was a move that I could run with my running back where he would catch on fire. And then as the other team was trying to tackle him, they would catch on fire. So he was kind of allowed like free reign. There's a defensive move called like gigantic or something like that, where it creates whoever you have in control becomes like 3 times bigger than everybody else on the field. So you can like step on people and, or if like the quarterback's trying to throw the ball, if you just get in his way, like he has to, there's no way he can throw it over you. Or you can go berserk where if you tackle somebody, like you instantly splatter them. The field has, depending upon which field you're playing on, they have different like traps and stuff set up. So there could be landmines. A giant space worm comes out on the one level. Like it's an interesting game. I don't know how much it costs because I kickstarted it.
I think it's 15 or 20.
Yeah, I think for 15 or 20, it's probably worth it. Like it's fun enough to play. I don't know I think it has online multiplayer, so that could be fun. But if it's any more than that, I would probably stay away. It's good enough. If you like an NFL Blitz type game, it's fun. But it's not going to blow your socks off. And the commentary is terrible, especially with like the language just gets like I don't have any problem with cursing or anything, but like when it's just over and over again, and like the jokes aren't funny the first time,
yeah.
And you start hearing them like 7 or 8 times in. It's cool enough, I guess. I'm gonna do a review for the site, and I took a bunch of video. So if you actually go on my Xbox live feed, you could probably see like I took like a ton of video through there, but I'm going to piece some of that together and make a video review at some point of it. And I'm going to, nice. I'm going to pop out the Genesis and put the original game in. Cause this is based on Mutant League Football, which EA released back on the Genesis years ago. This is created by the same guy who created that one, but I guess EA owns the license to Mutant League Football, so that's why it's called Mutant Football League. So, yeah, that's it. I think that's all we've been playing, unless somebody has something else.
Not me.
Nah. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a nice XFL game in 2 years.
Oh, or a really bad one.
I don't know. I used to have an XFL football. I don't know what happened to it, though.
It's worth a whole lot of nothing.
Well, after the first game you played with it, it deflated. Never could be used again.
It was actually a good football. It was we would play and it's crazy because that was 20 years ago, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, I guess so.
But
it'll be about 20 years when it comes back.
Well, at that point, I think Vince McMahon will be dead, so he won't be able to bring it back again.
God willing.
I don't know. Can't wait for He Hate Me and the...
Yeah. He better be there as a special guest.
He Hate Me Again.
How did they do the kickoffs? Was it just... It was like they dropped the ball in the middle and you ran for it or something?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And they had to stop doing it because one of their like key players got hurt the first time they tried it.
Freaks, it's so stupid. yeah, I guess they're not doing the gimmicky shit this time, he said. So, which is a shame. Because that was the only reason to watch that nonsense.
Right.
All right. We'll be back next week, probably with some news and shit. Maybe we'll briefly touch on Monster Hunter.
Yeah. For like an hour.
Briefly for an hour.
It is ready to go.
That's the problem with our like alternating news and games.
Yeah, we actually have games come out this week. Yeah.
And I guarantee you, like, we could probably talk for an hour about Monster Hunter. So
it's on right now. If you had it,
we may have to do games next week because Monster Hunter out. Jeff, you're getting Celeste, and then Pete is getting that Dragon Ball Z game.
He is.
Yeah,
that game looks nuts.
Yeah, it was crazy. I played a little bit of that.
So
beta or open beta.
We may have to skip news next week and go and do another. Game
darn.
All right, Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.